The Cost of Loving is a peppy little progression. You're in the key of A, so you got a 1-2-4 chord. So everything's diatonic there, but look later in that section, you got a G over A. That's non-diatonic to the key of G. Because in G, you would have a G sharp, would be the seventh. But instead, you have G, which is, so this is the flat seven of the key. And then D is the four chord, and then A is the one chord. So overall, it's kind of like this whole A section is Mixolydian. Because of that little G. It only takes one chord, you know, to suggest, I mean, two little beats, you know, over that one chord. Two little beats of that one, that flat seven chord, the G chord, to influence the whole rest of the progression. Yeah, I don't think you would do, you know, A major. You wouldn't go, and then play like that over that, and then hit the flat seven. You would play the whole thing like Mixolydian. And it's because the A chord doesn't suggest a G sharp. It's not A major seven. The B minor 7 doesn't suggest a G sharp. It doesn't say anything about G or G sharp. And neither does the D chord. So you don't have to play A major over that bit and then switch to Mixolydian. Just play Mixolydian over the whole thing. And then when you get to the B section, you're in the relative minor of A, which is F sharp. So you could call that 6. Then the C sharp is a 3, and then B minor is a 2. So on the B section, you got 6, 3, 2, 6, 3, and I'd call that a 5. D over E is like a 5 sus. And then the next line of the B section is again 6, 3, 2, and there's our flat 7. So the mode doesn't really change. All right, so in this, all right, now we're getting down to business. I was about to say the mode doesn't really change. The mode does change. When you get to the B section, it's all diatonic to A major, not Mixolydian. So you would change on the B section to A major. There are some G sharps suggested, all right? Like in the C sharp minor chord. That's the G sharp is the fifth of the C sharp minor. Hope this isn't too much theory for you. But you have to switch to A major in the B section for the first six bars. But the last two bars of the B section, guess what? You're back to G, which is a flat seven. So you have to switch back to Mixolydian. All right, so you got to be careful about the sevens. Now, of course, you could play A major pentatonic over the whole thing. There ain't no seven in that scale, and that'll sound good, you know. But if you want to dig into the subtleties of this, then you have to alternate between the natural seven in the first six bars of the B section, or the flat seven in the rest of it. This is similar to like the one where we had. It was in a minor progression, and it oscillated between the natural sixth and the minor sixth. Well, this is another example, oscillating between the major seven and the flat seven. All right, have fun.